USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It is a troubling time, isn't it?
That's one of the recipients of at least a half dozen suspicious and apparently potentially explosive packages that have been sent while the FBI tries to find out who the sender is. Hillary Clinton, one of those targets, was speaking in Florida yesterday.
It's a time of deep divisions, and we have to do everything we can to bring our country together.
Other intended recipients, including former President Obama, Congresswoman Maxine Waters, and CNN in New York. A federal judge stopping the Trump administration's efforts to withhold funding to sanctuary cities yesterday, saying that it's unconstitutional for the executive branch to withhold funds through an executive order. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
The Bishop of Memphis, Tennessee, being removed from that position by Pope Francis. The Vatican says Bishop Martin Holly is not being forced out because of a sex abuse scandal or anything related to it, but rather because of management issues. President Trump was the headliner at a Republican rally in Wisconsin last night, where he spoke about the importance of getting out to vote, unless, of course, you're a Democrat.
These are also the reasons why it's so important for each of you, each one, to get out and vote. Get out and vote. Now, if you're going to vote Democrat, don't bother.
The remnants of Hurricane Willa are currently soaking Texas and will be dumping heavy rains as well on the South, the Mid-Atlantic, and perhaps all the way up to New England by the end of the weekend. Whatever the weather, find us online at usaradio.com.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard. And if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
A $25,000 reward's now being offered for information that leads to the location of missing Wisconsin teenager Jamie Kloss. Authorities urging the public to call in with any tips they may have on that 13-year-old barren Wisconsin girl's whereabouts. She hasn't been seen since a week ago this past Monday, when both of her parents were found dead in their home. She's not a suspect. They believe she was abducted in connection with their murders. We told you earlier about the remnants of Hurricane Willa soaking Texas and headed all the way up to perhaps New England before the weekend is over. But there's also been a huge storm, in fact, the strongest to ever hit a U.S. territory. And we hear more about that from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Super Typhoon U2 made a direct hit as a Category 5 storm in the U.S. Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands. Early reports came in of catastrophic winds that ripped roofs from their houses and blew out windows. Meteorologists say that U2's the kind of storm that future weather disasters will be compared to. None of the Weather Service's equipment survived after recording 93-mile-per-hour winds.
Oh, and Asian shares are tumbling today as tech stocks take a dive on Wall Street yesterday. The Wednesday drop, the largest daily decline on Wall Street since 2011. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.